Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Victor Gavin, Program Executive Officer for Enterprise Information Systems within the U.S. Department of the Navy. Also joining us from IBM is Jennifer Cronus. So, Victor, I get to talk to a lot of my guests about the use of collaboration and partnerships among agencies and with the private sector to achieve mission results. How are you leveraging partnerships to improve operation and program outcomes, and does it spur innovation at all?
To answer the last part of your question first, the answer certainly is yes. It certainly spurns innovation. So there are a couple of things we're doing inside of the department as well as with the industry to help collaborate. And I spoke to a couple of them earlier. We have a regular forum where the three POs for Enterprise Information Services for Army, Navy, and Air Force get together and collaborate. We use this forum to do a couple of things. Manage the direction and innovations associated with our Navy ERP programs, as well as a strong focus on how best to acquire our network technology and security. In spite of the operational differences between the commands, a lot of the security needs are basic. They go across the entire DoD, and there are a lot of technologies and implementations that we are leveraging together. Our attempt to interface those with the commercial industry, though, I think we use forums such as this, such as AFSEA, to input and communicate with industry. And in fact, I think late last year, the three of us participated in a AFSEA event down in Alabama where we showed a single face, a single voice to the industrial community on that collaborative effort. So we're very proud of those issues. And clearly through things like competitions and industry days, there have been a series of industry days that we're doing. We're using to get our message out and get our demand signal out to help industry, I'll say, help us think through exactly what the best implementation for our requirements should be.
Can I ask a follow-up on this one? And you can elaborate if you have any insights on it. But when you do get together with the three services, or you folks are together, do you share sort of like you think of the federal CIO Council, do you share best practices like, hey, I've had this issue, whether it's Doug, I had this issue in Army, or do you take the lead on a specific initiative and say, here's what I've learned from this? I mean, is that how it works?
That's almost exactly how it works. We actually do, I won't call them program reviews, but we will take the time to, say, take Navy ERP and say, this is where we're heading, here are the lessons learned, not only technology-wise, but acquisition strategy-wise. Important, how we're using the acquisition process to better acquire these tools. This has been hailed by even those at OSD because it shows that there's some collaboration going on. They're seeing the same products come from the three services, which is very beneficial to them, as well as the lessons learned. There clearly have been some failures in this area, and we've spent a lot of time going through the root causes of some of those failures so that the other services can benefit from the lessons learned.
And Victor, as you've mentioned already, the rate and pace of change in the IT world is hard to keep up with sometimes. What emerging technologies do you see that might hold the most promise for the work that you and your team do in support of the Joint Warfighter?
Well, you can't have an IT discussion today without mentioning cloud. Mm-hmm. So I will say for the first time, cloud. Okay. But I do mean it sincerely. Yeah. From what I see from cloud technology, it offers a unique opportunity for us to do a couple of things. One is enhance our security posture. What you hear across not only from industry but from inside DoD is from a security platform, there's no better way to upgrade and to maintain a security posture than an architecture, a cloud-based architecture. I think technically, evolving to that, becomes the challenge because it does change roles and responsibilities. It does change the way we actually operate today. So while, again, I don't think cloud is a technical challenge for us, it will be more of an organizational challenge because it changes behavior. It changes what people do every day in implementing that. I view it also as an opportunity, however, to in some ways get closer to the industry delivered model, which in itself will have some challenges because of the classification of some of our data and the way we treat our data. So the cloud discussion is driving a lot of organizational questions inside of the department associated with how to classify our data that I think is healthy. I don't have answers to those. They will be, continue to be challenging, but I think it is a healthy debate for us to go through right now.
So, Victor, would you tell us more about any recent accomplishments that you are most pleased with? And perhaps maybe you could outline some of the major challenges or opportunities you think you'll be facing in the near future and how your office will either evolve to meet those challenges or seize those opportunities.
So we spent a lot of most of this talking about the accomplishments program-wide. And it's real easy for me to expound of the billion-dollar savings we have on NGEN or the reorganizations associated with Navy ERP and the success they've had or the delivery of personnel systems and improvements in those areas. Those are the easy things to do. But for me, one of the things I am most proud of as my entering my second year as PEO is my workforce. For those in the news, recognize through furloughs, through a lack of pay raises, through all of the things that have happened here in Washington that would tend to get, you know, the average person down a little depressed about where they are. I have a workforce that has, through all of that, continued to maintain, continue to deliver a quality product, continue to execute. And I am very, very proud of their ability to work through that environment and continue to put the right products in a cost-wise manner in the hands of our sailors and Marines.
So as we close, what advice would you give someone who is thinking about a career in public service?
Well, I'm a little biased here, given my entire career has been in public service. And for me personally, I can't imagine have done anything else. This has certainly been and continues to be a very enjoyable and satisfying career path for me, primarily because of the pride I get of serving. Of serving the country, of serving the Navy, and serving the sailors and civilians that I work and support every day. I'm often told that, well, you know, Vicky, there's more money to be made, there's more personal financial gain if you had done things and gone to the private sector. But nothing, I can't imagine anything providing me the pride that I feel today for my government service. For those entering, I see a couple of challenges for government moving forward. We're seeing different behavior out of the new generation, the millennials, as we call them. As I said, I've had 30 years in the same job. What we're seeing out of that community is they don't sit tight as much. So we should not expect that level of behavior, even from a government service standpoint. We should expect, build our processes around expecting them to join us, leave, get other experiences, and potentially come back. Again, challenging for a lot of us because— You know, we grew up in an older model. But I think to them, I think what they will find in joining the Navy is that same pride, that same ability to serve will be very, very satisfying to them. So regardless of whether they enter the start of their career, mid-career, or late in their career, I would appeal to anyone out there to use government service, Department of Defense service, and then lastly, Navy service as a wonderful entry point.
That's a great way to end today's conversation. I want to thank you for your time today, but more importantly, Jennifer and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
My pleasure. Thanks to both
of you
guys.
Thank you very, very much.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Victor Gavin, Program Executive Officer for Enterprise Information Systems within the U.S. Department of the Navy. My co-host from IBM has been Jennifer Cronus. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.